on today's Compassion Radio.
You realize that it is a great honor for us to pray for you. Even if you have nothing, quote unquote, to offer us, just being there and being our friend and trusting us enough to pray over you and with you is a great honor.
Intrepid.
When God tells you to go, then everything works out. He provides.
Involved.
It is so exciting to see what God can do, and this is why there is so much hope.
International.
Compassion Radio allows the listener to get involved in projects that are going to change history.
This is Compassion Radio.
Tracking the triumph of God in every nation on earth. Hello, and welcome on in to a very special Wednesday edition of Compassion Radio. As we start today's program, sitting across the studio table from me today is none other than Bram Floria.
Jimmy, we haven't had much of a chance in the past month or so to sit across the table and just talk. It's nice to see you, friend.
It's great to see you too, Bram.
I know the reason we haven't had many talks recently is because of the needs that Cher and Norm have had as he was in hospice. And of course, that takes a lot of time to manage. They were important times, but we kept you up to date on what was happening with the family. And just yesterday, you and I joined together for the graveside service for Norm. I wanted to ask you, friend, when you step back into this, as you joined the family to be there yesterday, what was God doing in your heart? And what kind of things have you been thinking about since Norm went to glory?
You know, Bram, though, that's a good question. I've had a fair amount of time to kind of reflect on it. I think I can safely say, it sounds almost cliche, but it really still has not hit me yet that Norm is no longer here with us in the flesh. I've noted over the course of my life, people who are particularly close to me, my grandmother when she died back in the year 2000, my dad back in 2009, different people who were just breathed so much life into my life and just meant so much to me. Their presence still remains so alive to me in my memory and what I can conjure up in my mind. And in the case of Norm, you know, it really was such a privilege for me to spend really countless hours in the studio with Norm.
You spent plenty with him.
It was countless hours. And there were times, quite honestly, when I'd be in the studio with Norm and I'd be thinking to myself, I have no idea how long this session's going to be. My drive home is it's going to be kind of a nightmare. But I just felt privileged to be in his presence and to soak in his knowledge. So to answer your question, I was really honored to be there at the graveside service. And really, for the first time, I got to meet your siblings. And that was a blessing. But as I sat there and listened to you and listened to your sister, Regan, and listened to Roger, and love on Cher, and you know, here she reached out to love on me as she saw me walking up. It was just, I don't know if I can give you a good answer outside of the fact that it's hard for me to really know that Norm is no longer here, because just like you mentioned on the show, Bram, when you were on with Roger Marsh recently, in regards to the cloud of witnesses, and you know that Norm is still right there with us, praying for us and saying, don't give up, kid, don't give up. And I feel as though he's doing the same with me.
Yeah.
Jimmy, I'm counting on you, Jimmy. And that's what he would call me every time he'd walk in. Jimmy, I'll never, ever forget that.
Yeah. You know, in some ways, from the correspondence we received already, we know that in a way, the same is true for many of our listeners. Our Compassion Radio partners is what we call them, of course, because they really are. If we hear from them, they're part of us. And therefore, they're not just an audience. I know we're talking to many people who have never communicated with us before. Maybe that's time to start. Because this conversation can't be one unless we actually talk with you. And there are many people out there, I think, that have been inspired and motivated by Norm over the many years that he's been on the air to do something. And they become fiercely loyal to that voice because exactly. They know it's appealing to them to do something that God wants them to do. We want that voice to continue. And of course, it's going to sound different now. And a new generation of voices is repeating that call. And Jim, you and I are in that seat now of responsibility. We need to reach out to these fine partners, these people that Norm counted on, that he appealed to, that he inspired day after day, to continue the work and to deepen it. And like we were talking about this past week, there's no slowing down in this ministry. Because what we're asking people to do, what we're asking of ourselves, what we're asking of Jesus is, let us go and do and be for the church what the church needs. You know, Isaiah, whom will go for me? Send me, Lord. I mean, we've been standing up like this for many years saying, just send me, do whatever you have to, Lord, we're willing. And that continues. Norm quite literally went because he believed God was calling him, and he begged God to send him many places that nobody else could get to. Amazing things happen when you say yes to God and say, not just yes, I'll go, but yes, I'll go anywhere. We want to keep going anywhere because we know that the anywhere that God cares about is the where we're going to see God's hand at work.
And you know, Bram, again, with all the countless times that I got to spend with Norm when he would go on a trip, and some of his more recent trips were to the refugee camps.
Yes.
And he would come back and describe what he saw, and he would sit there and just kind of ruminate on the fact that he felt so blessed to be able to go, but it was just the travel, the getting there and getting home, which was just so hard on him.
Yeah.
But from the moment he would get back, Bram, you know, he and I would sit there in his office and we'd talk, and he'd get this look in his eye and this smile on his face. He could not wait for the next opportunity to minister in a refugee camp, for the next opportunity to go to some forgotten place in the world where he would be able to meet one-on-one with people who would look at him and just think, why are you here? And Norm would respond, it's because I've got the love of Christ in my heart and I'm here to minister to you. The ministry of showing up.
Norm was obviously a marvelous preaching pastor, but he was also a visitation pastor.
Mm.
And you think about the hundreds of thousands of people that function in ministry across our country alone, and how many of them are really good shepherds and good care ministers. Norm had that heart, too. So as good as he was at communicating through the airwaves and in pulpits across this world, he was still, at heart, a caring pastor. So when he went to visit these people in these refugee camps or on some ridge somewhere or a desert or a garbage dump, he walked in with the, I got to love these people because Jesus needs my hands to love them right now.
Mm-hmm.
And he lived it out. And of course, Cher amplified that enormously because she, every ounce of her being is of a caring and gentle kind of love. So between the two of them, they were absolutely unstoppable. And now we wonder, is it going to stop? Now I have to state that I'm as committed and we have to win people over, Jimmy, because Norm and Cher won me over. You know, I'm sitting here and I'm committing myself hell or high water to what Compassion Radio has for us as a family, but also to all of the things that God has not accomplished yet, because there are just so many new people that have come to the broadcast in the past 2 or 3 years that have heard about some of these amazing things that Norman Sherrod did over the years, but haven't really heard it recently, or don't know if it's still going to continue. All I can tell you, friends, is that the calling is on us, and that as you join with us, as you believe that Compassion Radio has something important to say and to share, and as you believe enough to send us, we will do our utmost and we will pursue God's opportunity, his divine appointments, in a way to bring you the very best we possibly can to inspire you, to encourage you, to deepen your walk, which means learning what compassion is really like, because God was compassionate to us. He sought us first so that we could be found. You know, we were completely lost and we weren't searching for him. The whole world is like this. And we see that more and more as we get out there. People didn't even know that God was after them or that God cared enough about them. And when we show up, they discover that. Why? Because we told them. We told them that people were praying for them before we even arrived. We say that to people because God is a pursuing God. We want to be that and continue to be that. And we want our people, our partners, to be pursuing godly people. That they're not waiting for others to come to us to find Jesus. We're going to take Jesus to them. And of course, we can't bring Jesus to them unless we go. And friends, we can't go unless you send us. So we are so grateful for the ways you stood by us, especially during this time of transition, for the ways you're standing with us even now as you think about where your gift dollars go beyond your tithes at your local church, the way you invest in the kingdom. We are deeply grateful that you are seeing us through and making it possible for us to continue this outreach in the unique way that Compassion Radio does.
And friends, you know, some of the more youthful voices that you've been hearing from time to time here on Compassion Radio are Floria family voices. When Bram talks about how his family is invested, boy, I have certainly had a wonderful seat in that whole endeavor. Your daughter Demi and some of the trips that she's taken, I can think in particularly of India and South Africa, I believe. Your daughter Lyric, who's also made similar treks. And I know your oldest son is also doing the same. And we heard recently, we just had a wonderful series with your wife, Sandy, who spent some time in Kenya, as I recall.
Yes.
So when you talk about your family really being invested and being all in, it's being laid bare right here on this broadcast, on this 26-minute daily Compassion Radio broadcast. It's carrying on, and I'm excited to be part of it. And friends, we cannot thank you enough, as Bram said, for your coming alongside us and your support, your monetary support, and your prayer support. And we've been feeling that prayer support.
The kind of kindnesses we received, even through Facebook and through emails, through letters, through phone calls, as Paula and Lena answer the phones throughout the day. They have lifted us. I mean, you think about the water floating your boat or the wind in your sails keeping you aloft. It's been incredible.
It has been incredible. And friends, we cannot thank you enough for all the modes of support you've offered us here in the unique Boots on the Ground radio ministry that is Compassion Radio. Reach us by phone at 1-800-868-2478. That's 1-800-868-2478. Be sure to ask about our special premium for Mother's Day that we're offering this month, just in time for Mother's Day. That's 1-800-868-2478. Or find us online at CompassionRadio.com. Bram?
It's been incredible. And so, not just because we need it, but because we know people need to express it from time to time. If there's something on your heart, friends, that you need to share with us, or a prayer need you have, you realize that it is a great honor for us to pray for you. Even if you have nothing, quote unquote, to offer us, just being there and being our friend and trusting us enough to pray over you and with you is a great honor. So if you have a need in that department, you need us to be covering you in some way or to lift the burden with you, call, you know, write a letter or send an email. Those things are very easy to do. They might be the beginning of a relationship that could be meaningful to you over the years to come. They certainly will be to us. So we want to encourage people to increase the communications with us now, not the least because we need it, we need the encouragement, but because we know we need to be doing the thing that we say is in our name is for real, compassion. And if we don't get to practice that, we don't get to build relationships with people who need compassion, then we're kind of stagnating. And we do not want to stagnate as a ministry.
Well, and Bram, it was just a handful of weeks ago when this ministry, Compassion Radio, celebrated its 73rd anniversary of broadcast ministry.
Year 74, in it right now.
We're in year 74. And it wasn't that long ago, Bram, just a handful of weeks ago, maybe just a couple weeks ago, as we record here, when I was speaking to you, or maybe you passed along an email from a listener who was kind of wondering what was going on with the ministry. He's been hearing some changes and really hadn't heard as much from Norm or Cher in recent times. And you shared some of that exchange with him. This was a listener who remembered way back to the days of when Wilbur was on the air, passed the baton to Norm. Why don't you talk a little bit about that?
Jimmy, of course, it's gratifying when people who have listened to the program for many, many years care enough to reach out to you when you're in that transition, and to reaffirm the commitment they have to the long legs that this ministry has had. I'm standing on the shoulders of giants at this point. And these men, Wilbur and Norm, they're both guys who found their own way in their own generations, but they also built upon the successes of each other because they're building upon the successes of Jesus himself and the way he disciples his own teachers, his own evangelists, his own apostles. And they followed in their generation in the footsteps of Jesus in the way that Jesus called to them. We're looking to do that too, and to follow Jesus as he leads us. And when listeners like the one you mentioned reach out and say, we're praying for you, we're not giving up on you, your family's got prayer cover, that's a balm. You know, it doesn't just give you encouragement. It like literally gives you relief that people know you're facing some spiritual struggles and that we realize there are going to be spiritual struggles in the days ahead. But it's also a balm for us to be able to reach out to those people and say, well, we love you too. I mean, Wilbur loved on you. You learned to love Norm as well. He loved you back. Love me. Let me love you. And let us build that relationship with you in a way that encourages you, because I know it's going to encourage us just to know the kind of people that Norm and Wilbur hung out with.
Yeah. Well, and the name of that particular listener, who it escapes me at this point in time, but I know for certain that the ideas, the thoughts, the prayers that he expressed are very similar to, I would imagine, a number of folks who are listening to us right now. And you know, friend, as Bram mentioned earlier, if you've been a longtime listener to this ministry, or maybe you've just found us on your radio dial recently, if you've never reached out to us before, would you prayerfully consider giving us a call, maybe dropping us an email? We'd love to hear from you. And we've got a warm voice on the other end of the phone. We've got Paula. We've got Lena. Occasionally, Diana pitches in and answers from time to time. And we're going to be eager to have Cher back on board with us again.
Yes.
Very soon. But we just love to hear from you, friends, to let us know that you're listening and that you're praying for us.
This is Radio Unusual. So if you're hearing us on the radio right now, we're not just a teaching program next door. Now, we have a lot of great friends that we know personally that are on the radio next to us, cheek and jowl, shoulder to shoulder every day on the radio stations on which we broadcast. And we're proud of them because they have great and loving teaching ministries. And they know that we're different. And they know that we're kind of filling a gap. We're kind of more of the coffee table talk about the trips. Now, think back to maybe some of you out there remember to missionaries giving presentations in your churches when you were kids. They would come back with slideshows or props or things, maybe sing a song in another language. We do that every day as we sit around the coffee table and bring those cultures and those missionaries and those doers, those movers and shakers in the kingdom right to you as you're driving to work or as you're folding laundry or getting the kids out the door for school. Whatever it is that you're going through in life, we are the radio program that brings you into the fireside chat and lets you get to know some of these great men and women of God and why they are doing what they're doing. Because we want to be people like that.
And we love providing a voice for these people who
we do,
who otherwise may not be able to get their story out there.
Right. And of course, in letting other people get their story out means that we give them the space and the time to do so. And the reason we can do that is because you folks give and make it possible for us to have this radio program on the air. I mean, the math is pretty simple. Radio time costs money, and we often go to you and say, we need your help, and we do. But we also are telling you that you have a unique opportunity to help put people on the air that would never get a voice because they don't have a big pulpit ministry somewhere. They don't have a big following already. We have a platform that we offer freely to those that God is raising up in the kingdom to do his incredible work so that you can join with them and praise God for the work that he's doing through these incredible people. We could go on and on about this today, Jimmy, but I just want to wrap it up by saying this is a thank you program. And so we started off by talking about the reason we are thankful for Norm. My biggest thank you to Norm right now is for what he's left us. You know, he's left a treasure in our laps. And it is the same way for our Compassion Radio partners, because this treasure, this opportunity to make a difference in the lives of movers and shakers, of teachers and evangelists and preachers and congregations and compassionaries across the world is in their laps now too, because Norm gave it to us. Because he followed Jesus and left this platform for us to do something. We have an obligation, a deep obligation, to not lose this opportunity, to not lose this platform just by ignoring it or letting it wither. We have to invest in it. So I'm investing my life. Our family is committed to this. And we're praying that more and more people who loved us, who love the program, and have been inspired by what they've heard, will step up and step in and say, I want to see this succeed as well for this generation and for generations to come. Until the entire world truly hears the gospel and responds to it, until every soul knows that they're loved by Jesus in a practical way, I'm in. That's the kind of people we're trying to appeal to right now.
And friend, if you would consider giving a monthly gift, it could be as simple as a $25 a month gift. Or obviously, if you could take that up to $50 or $100 a month, that would be wonderful too. But consider becoming a monthly partner with us, because that way we can be able to take those gifts and count on them coming in to sustain what we need for our radio time and for all the projects that we are yet to do.
Those gifts obviously keep us on the air. And that's the important part, is that making sure that we have the platform ready to go so these voices can be heard. But Jimmy, after those essential expenses are there, those consistent monthly gifts also are the seed for the grants that go out to each of the ministries we feature each month. So we may be sharing with you some great people. And on top of that, throughout the month, we're helping to fund some incredible projects because of the consistent monthly giving is there to make sure that we stay on the air and we don't have to worry about losing stations. So each station, of course, is something that we have to think in terms of our return on investment. And we want to come to you every day and let you be part of what we're doing. So we are on your station. So obviously, the monthly supporters are essential to keeping us on the air. And they also then provide that platform upon which we can build the other kind of project-focused giving that happens with individual givers who might give once or twice a year. We need both. We need people to respond directly to the projects, and we need people who respond to the vision, which is to make the projects possible by becoming those monthly and sustaining donors of us. We call them our vision team. Why do we say vision? Because radio is all about seeing things and seeing things differently. We see things in ways we can't on television because we have to let our minds imagine and enter into the story. And the theater of the mind is a wonderful thing. But of course, on the website, you're actually going to see physically with your own eyes the kind of projects we're involved with. We'll have many pictures and we'll be increasing that over the years to come because we want to become more of a multimedia ministry. But this is our heart and our core, which is the conversation around that coffee table, in the car, driving somewhere. We're with you seat by seat, day by day. We want to remain that intimate and that close to our listeners and our partners.
Bram, hey, you know, I think we're kind of winding down as far as our time is concerned for today. But friend, again, I want to let you know, we talk about our podcast quite a bit. We probably don't talk about them as much as we should, because if you just happen to miss the radio conversation, or maybe you joined us halfway through, you know you can go to CompassionRadio.com. We've got the podcast for our daily program right there. Click and share. If you want to catch what we're talking about again, if you want to listen again, you can listen right there. And encourage others to also listen who you think would really benefit by this ministry. So please do go to CompassionRadio.com. You could subscribe to the podcast. If nothing else, you know that banked right there at the website are all of our daily programs. Take advantage of it.
I want to double down on that very issue, because my ambition, the vision I have, is that eventually Compassion Radio becomes some serious water cooler talk. Mm. That as people get where they're going with their fellowship groups or their life groups or their office staff, or whatever, and they say, a conversation starter. You know what I heard on the radio today? I heard that such and such was happening in Syria or in Russia or Ukraine or in downtown Cincinnati. And it was an incredible story. And your friend might say to you, I never heard that. Well, I heard it on Compassion Radio. You ought to listen to that thing. I need people to be compassionaries with this program. If you believe in the stories you're hearing, if you believe in the people that are bringing you these stories, let people know. This truly is a 24/7 ministry, in that the podcast can go anywhere at any time. And it'll be a great place for you to leverage that experience and have someone to talk to about what God's moving in your heart to do because of what you heard on Compassion Radio.
Friends, thank you so much for listening, for supporting this radio ministry. Come on by and see us at CompassionRadio.com. We've got a wonderful tribute right there at our homepage for the passing of Norm Nelson, the Reverend Dr. Norm Nelson. We called him Norm. Please do pass along your condolences to Cher, to Bram, to the entire Compassion Radio team. We would really appreciate it, and we'd love to hear from you.
And we'll go get them together. You know, this is about starting something new and building upon the great legacy that Norm's given us. So we're excited for where God's going to bring us, and we want you to come along with us, friends. Thanks for listening today.
Amen, Bram. Great to see you.
As we wind things down for today, friend, if this ministry is a blessing to you,
if you haven't considered becoming a monthly partner before now, please do. A regular gift of any size is literally our loaves and fishes. If you can start or continue this year as a Vision Team monthly partner of $25 or more, we'd love to send you a special inspiring gift, a new CD from the group Selah entitled Unbreakable. This powerful new collection is by one of Christian music's most inspiring gospel trios. They have deep mission roots, and it shows in all they do. Again, this is a special gift for new and returning Compassion Radio Vision Team sustaining partners. Just mention when you call, and we'll send it to you in CD or digital format. Your choice. For a one-time love gift of $15 or more, we also have another wonderful premium. It's a Mother's Day-themed devotional booklet. Get one for yourself and one for your mom, or your daughter and daughter-in-law, too.
Hi, I'm Sandy Floria. For the past 20 years, Compassion Radio has been a part of our family in some fashion. You see, when Bram took the position as web developer in 97 and then producer 10 years later, it was never just a job. It was a ministry our family believed in. It wasn't just the statement of faith or even the set of values. It's a compassionate mission. At Compassion Radio, we seek to be the hands and voice of Christ's compassion, serving those who suffer the most, wherever faith costs the most, and then we bring the stories to you. Proverbs 14:31 says, "Those who help the poor honor God." Won't you help us continue this mission? Will you give compassionately? Please contact us today by phone, mail, or online. 800-868-2478 or CompassionRadio.com.
Compassion Radio is a ministry supported solely by those who receive a blessing from it. You can reach us by calling toll-free 1-800-868-2478. That's 1-800-868-2478. Our mailing address, Compassion Radio, Post Office Box 2770, Orange, California, 92859. And you can always find us online right where you'd expect, CompassionRadio.com. Thanks so much for your ongoing prayers and sacrificial gifts. That toll-free number once more, 1-800-868-2478. On behalf of Bram Floria and the Compassion Radio team, I'm Jim Governale, and we'll see you again next time with more Compassion Radio.